Ma sent me to pay a bill at the grocer's last Saturday. The grocer behind the counter gave me a present of something wrapped in a piece of silver paper, which he told me was a piece of Limburger cheese. When I got outside the shop, I opened the paper, and when I smelt what was inside, I felt tired. I took it home and put it in the coal shed. In the morning, I went to it again. It was still there. Nobody had taken it. I wondered what I could do with it. Father and mother were getting ready to go to church. I put a piece in the back pocket of Father's trousers and another piece in the lining of Ma's muff. I walked behind when we started for church, and it was beginning to get very warm. When we got in the church, Father looked anxious, and Mother looked as if something had happened. After the first hymn, Mother told Father not to sing again, but to keep his mouth shut and breathe through his nose. After the prayer, the perspiration stood on Father's face, and the people in the next pew to ours got up and went out. After the next hymn, Father whispered to Mother that he thought she'd better go out and air herself. After the second lesson, some of the church wardens came round to see if there were any dead rats in the church. Some more people in our pew got up and went out, putting their handkerchiefs to their noses as they went. The parson said they'd better close the service and hold a meeting outside to discuss the sanitary condition of the church. Mother told Father they'd better go home one at a time. Father told Mother to go the nearest way home, disinfect herself before he came. When they got home, they both went into the front room but didn't speak for some time. Mother spoke first and told Father to put the cat out of the room. She thought it was going to be sick. It was sick before Father could get it out. Mother then turned round and noticed that the canary bird was dead. Mother told Father not to sit so near the fire. It made it worse. Father told Mother to go and smother herself. Just then our servant came in and asked if she should open the window, as the room smelled very close. Father went upstairs and changed his clothes and had a hot bath. Mother took Father's clothes and offered them to a tramp who said, "Thank you, kind lady, they're a bit too high for me." Father came in to wish me good night at about 10 o'clock in the evening with a razor strap in his hand. I got under the bed. The people next door thought we were beating carpets in our house. I can't sit down comfortably yet. I have to take my meals off the mantelpiece. No more Limburger jokes for me.